بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. This is the clubhouse of Moana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Ali in regards to protection of the eyes and to abstain from looking at haram. Hazrat mentioned in this clip that I'm going to discuss such a subject matter right now by means of which Allah Ta'ala will create very very strong bond and love between husband and wife. This is something very, very important for the men and for the women to look after their gazes, that they don't look at haram, which Allah Ta'ala has prohibited. So Hazrat explains thereafter that you will find a person, a man, sitting in a train, sitting on an aeroplane, and his wife is right next to him, but he looks around at haram, fake beauties. Women who are haram to look at, he looks at them and the wife sees his eyes roaming around. He has a roving eye. And definitely she become upset. And she might even give him a slap. So she will not tolerate it. Hazrat thereafter mentions that many a woman phones me and tells me my husband is traveling abroad or traveling out right now. Please explain to the men, explain to him that he should please protect his eyes. He shouldn't look at haram things. In looking after one's gaze and abstaining from haram, looking at haram, women around you, then Hazrat says that there is guarantee of your own protection. You will be protected, then the rights of the wives will be protected, and there's guarantee also that your health will be protected. You will enjoy good health. In those places and those countries where immodesty is widespread, where the women are not clad according to Sharia, there's immodesty, then we find in those countries specifically, especially, that the men suffer with ill health. They're not very healthy when it comes to themselves. They have problems in the potency, in taking care of the rights and the intimacy rights of their wives. That person who will take care of his taqwa, and you take care of his heart, and you take care of his eyes, that person will enjoy very, very good health. And also by taking care of his heart, of his eyes, of his taqwa, then in this also there is great, great protection for the rights of one's wives also. Woman's rights, wife's rights will be taken care of because he doesn't abuse his eye. So he looks only at his wife. He has no eyes for anyone else. So in this will be great protection of the rights of his wife. And he will regard his wife to be a great bounty from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And you will find those that take care of their eyes, then in those marriages, the spouses adore one another. They have a lot of love and muhabbat between one another because they both are protecting their eyes. But others misunderstand this and they will say that he's become the slave of his wife. But that person himself is such a big slave of his own wife right now, but in the incorrect manner. So they don't understand that this is actually muhabbat and love from the side of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, because they are protecting their eyes, they're protecting their gazes from haram. So Allah Ta'ala creates that very, very strong bond that husband and wife begin to adore one another, because they both are saving themselves from haram glances. Thereafter, Hazrat says that many a woman is afraid that my husband, we can't tell him anything also. He's looking around everywhere. So Hazrat says, don't worry, I will tell the men. They look after your gazes. Don't look at haram. And this, so overlook your wives also, is a great ibadat also. It's a form of ibadat. To look after them, to overlook them, to forgive them, is also a very, very high level of ibadat and worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to love one's wife is a great level of ibadat and a worship. To love her and to overlook her shortcomings is also a form of ibadat and worship of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala.